AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Baltimore continues to see unrest in the streets, but Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake said just minutes ago that peace is coming back to her city.
Last night was a very rough period for our city, but today I think we saw a lot more of what Baltimore is about.
Hundreds of National Guardsmen are patrolling the streets. The Supreme Court justices who could decide the issue of same-sex marriage have heard tough questions for both sides today as the justices heard oral arguments over the rights of gay and lesbian couples to marry. During arguments, attorney John Burse, representing states that ban gay marriage, told the court children could be hurt if the justices rule that the states must allow same-sex marriage.
If you're changing the meaning of marriage from one where it's based on that biological bond to one where it's based on emotional commitment, then adults could think, rightly, that this relationship is more about the adults and not about the kids.
Plaintiff's attorney Mary Bonato, arguing for same-sex marriage being legal, said same-sex couples want to enjoy marriage like everyone else.
The intimate and committed relationships of same-sex couples, just like those of heterosexual couples, provide mutual support and are the foundation of family life in our society.
A ruling is expected in June. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is going to run for president as a Democrat. That's according to two people familiar with his plans. They tell the AP Sanders, an independent who describes himself as a Democratic socialist, will announce Thursday that he plans to seek the Democratic Party's nomination in 2016. Stocks ended mostly higher as investors poured over a big batch of earnings reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 72 points, the S&P 500 up 5. This is AP Radio News. Tony nominations have been announced, and two very different Broadway shows are up for 12 awards each.
An American in Paris, the dance-heavy stage adaptation of the 1951 musical film, received a leading 12 Tony nominations, tying it with Fun Home.
It's not your dad's mythology.
The Dark Show, based on the coming-of-age graphic novel about a closeted suicidal dad. And leading man Bradley Cooper got a Tony nomination for his role as the Elephant Man, about a horribly deformed man who galvanized London society in the late 19th century. Julie Walker, New York.
Tyson Foods says it wants to stop using human antibiotics in its U.S. chicken houses by September of 2017. It's looking at doing the same for its beef, pork, and turkey operations. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.